Hello, folks. This is Adam from Being a Biz Analyst, and I am back from my experience at the BA World PM, or sorry, Project World BA World experience here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hope you're all doing well. Thank you very much for your patience on my little hiatus there. And today, we are actually going to talk about my experience at the conference. Good day, good evening, and good morning wherever you may be. And this is the Biz Analyst Moment with Adam Hessler from Being a Biz Analyst. And welcome. Now let's dive into those moments. So today what I want to talk to you about is being ready for anything. And we're going to break it down into two different podcast episodes. So we got another one coming out later this week, which will also be on being ready for anything. And so today what we're going to talk about is being ready when somebody doesn't show up from the conference itself that is supposed to be there to either guide you through or introduce you or maybe introduce you even, just get you ready and set up with technology and all of that kind of stuff. So this is something that happened to me, actually. I got to the room, and there's supposed to be a person in there who does a couple of different things. One is that they actually introduce you at the beginning of your presentation, and secondly, they are the timer. So they show you cues when you're at about 5 minutes left, and then 1 minute, and then when you're supposed to be done, regardless whether or not you are done. So this is something I'm actually very familiar with, being in Toastmasters. So, unfortunately, they weren't there. And I made the mistake of just sort of waiting and waiting and waiting. And so we got to about 20 minutes, not 20 minutes, sorry, 10 minutes into when I should have already started. And I realized, you know what, maybe they're not going to show up. So at that point, I went to one of my friends who had attended and asked them, you know, is somebody supposed to be in here? And she said, well, yeah, there should be somebody in here, is there not? And I said, no. And so what she did was she actually got up and did an introduction for me, which was really kind of her. The takeaway here that I want you guys to realize is that sometimes this kind of thing is going to happen. So what I ended up finding out later was that the person had gone home sick and they had just forgotten to replace them with somebody else. And this is going to happen. It's going to happen at conferences, obviously, but it's also going to happen in the boardroom, where somebody just doesn't show up and you can't get a hold of them, you can't figure out where they are or why they're missing the meeting. And you need to be able to improvise. And this requires you thinking on your feet. But if you're not really good at thinking on your feet, like I am, one thing I like to do is figure out what are all these situations. What are the biggest risks when I am, you know, doing a meeting or I'm doing a presentation, whatever it might be that I'm doing, what is the biggest risk to success, to my success? If I can at least have a backup plan for all of those risks. And you'll never be able to identify every single risk. That's just a reality. But if you can at least identify like those worst case scenarios and figure out what would you do if those actually ended up happening. then at least you have that backup plan in your pocket. It's already planned out. You know exactly what you would say or do, so that then you can just take action on them and you're not sort of sitting there needing to think on your feet, especially if it's a really big issue, like somebody doesn't show up and they were a key person for that. Whatever it was that you were trying to do, whether it's run a meeting or maybe run a brainstorming session or get an approval on something. If they don't show up, what are you going to do? And these things happen, you know, like we are people and stuff comes up, or, you know, people get stuck in traffic, or they get stuck at home because of a sick kid. You know, all of this stuff, it happens. And so we need to have that backup plan. And really, the great thing about, I guess, the age that we live in is that there's almost no excuses anymore, right? Because we have the ability to do teleconferences. We have the ability to get things signed online. And it is truly a legal signature. So, for example, services like HelloSign, you know, and if somebody doesn't show up by, say, 5 minutes before a big event like I was doing at a conference that's supposed to be there, then you need to go and try and find them. So that was the big mistake I made, was that I just sort of kept standing there thinking that they were going to show up and maybe they were somewhere else in the lobby or whatever. But I needed to recognize that, wait a minute, I need to take control here. So that's the big takeaway. So that brings me into the more important lesson than just having a backup plan is, and not only just having a general backup plan, like, oh, okay, so I'm going to recognize when something's wrong and take action on it, but recognizing what this means from your perspective. And what type of person do you need to be to actually be able to take action like this at all times, in all aspects of your career? Or maybe even outside your career. What it really comes down to is a sense of what I call ownership on every single aspect of your life. So if you truly own something, like, for example, let's just take something really, really simple that we all connect with, that we own. For example, if you own your own home, so you're going to look after your home in a way that fits your needs. So maybe you clean it once a week. Maybe you clean it once a month, you know, and maybe you do yard work. Maybe you don't do yard work. It all comes down to what you want your home to look like. You want your home to feel like. You want that specific experience. And the funny thing is that we sort of go through our lives owning our own home without actually having a connection with, what does it mean that I actually do certain things with my home or in my home? And we don't really translate that idea into the rest of our lives. So the fact that you do yard work on your home means that you have an appreciation for the appearance of the outside of your home. You really own that part of your home in that you have taken a conscious decision to make sure that the outside appears the way that you want it to appear. Or the flip side is that you've consciously decided that you're not going to look after the outside of your home because you don't care about what it looks like. And that's also ownership, in that you're saying, okay, I'm totally okay with outside looks. If we took this kind of mentality or this mindset or perspective on everything in our lives, and we make conscious decisions about, okay, I'm going to do X instead of Y, then we'd be so much better off, because what it does is it actually eliminates all this sense of blame and excuses from our lives, because we understand how we participated in that situation. So coming full circle with ownership on what happened to me at the conference, I needed to recognize that this was my presentation and I want it to go in a certain way. And for that to be true, I needed to go out and make sure that either somebody was in the room from the conference itself or from the audience that could maybe help me out with the things that that person would do, whether it was introducing me or giving me time cues. So that's ownership and how to really apply it 100% in every aspect of your career and the rest of your life. Thank you very much for listening. Biz Analyst Potential to Biz Analyst Career. Hi, folks. So, big announcement here. As far as YouTube is concerned, we will be recording videos, obviously, but the way I want to record them is to do them live. So we will be going live Monday nights at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you'll be able to interact with me and ask me questions as we go along. I have a specific plan for every single episode, so why don't you join us? Monday nights, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks very much, and I look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me, Adam Hessler, from Being a Biz Analyst, for another Biz Analyst moment. I hope you enjoyed today's moment. I know I did. These are the moments of our careers.